Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. Continuing to gain support and more particularly votes is where the government's focus is for the coming 2 days in the lead up to the decisive vote on pension reform. President Macron spoke with confidence yesterday when he took to the floor during a weekly meeting of his party executives. He discussed having a solid majority in pushing the reforms through. Meanwhile, the Socialist Party is asking that the joint committee meeting is made public tomorrow. The party president, Boris Vallaud, has sent a letter to the president of the Assembly, Yael Braun-Pivet. Usually behind closed doors, any decision which could lead to the final bill would therefore be filmed and broadcast live if this request is accepted. French unions are still determined to get their message across. Today, the CGT calls for 3 more days of industrial action, this time at France's ports, with Thursday being a day of total standstill. Another walkout will cause major disruptions for the French railway networks, with services of only, on average, 3 TGV and Ouigo out of 5, 1 intercity out of 3, and 1 TER out of 2. Binmen are also still on strike in several cities, such as Nantes, Le Havre, Montpellier and Paris. Refuse has been accumulating on the capital's pavements, where more than 5,600 tonnes of waste have been counted. An alarming report highlights that the consumption of antidepressants has increased by more than 62% among young people between 2014 and 2021. In what is being called an over-medication that affects tens of thousands of children, according to the High Council for Families, these figures need to prompt action. With 1 in 20 young people affected, there are calls for strengthening the support given for mental health in France's younger generations. And finally to cycling news, where we now know the route of the last 2 stages of the Tour de France 2024. There are unprecedented changes to the famous race, which will not end on the Champs-Élysées because of the Olympic Games in Paris. The race will end with a time trial between Monaco and Nice, and the finish will be on the Promenade des Anglais. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.